All right, y'all. I think we're here now. Man, I'm telling you. You're talking about, man, I don't know what's going on with BTR, but they're driving me crazy. You hear me? One moment I'm on, next minute I'm not on. Whoo, boy, I tell you, it just drives me wild up in here. All right, y'all. So we're here, though. Hopefully everybody can hear me. So, whoo, I don't know how long it's going to last. Skype and BTR, man, I'm telling you, not a good day, not a good day. But anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm glad y'all here. Excuse me. And let me bring my co-host in. I done missed the music and everything. I don't know what's really going on around here. Let's see what's going on.
How you doing,
man? Oh, man. Oh, man. Sister Ngone, you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm doing. Look, I don't know. This technological stuff is driving me a little bit batty.
I understand. I saw Ebony struggling,
man,
on her show last night because they changed
you.
Over to beta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and it's dropping calls, and I can't call in on the phone. I'm like, really? Come on, y'all. Now is not the time. Now
I have to call
not
in
the time. Oh, but anyway.
Did you hear me?
Ah, wow. See? I heard you. That's the thing. I saw you on the switchboard, but when it disconnected me, I guess it disconnected everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
It's crazy.
I see Michelle.
Anyway, so how's your day been?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's been peaceful. Got some reading
Michelle.
Done. I was reading Michelle. Nice lady. Yeah, I got out of the house a little bit, you know, did a little reading today. I love reading. That's about it. Kind of quiet, but peaceful day. Are you there? I think we lost sound again. Thank you.
All right. Can y'all hear me again?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm telling you, and I keep getting kicked out. I'm the host. How I get kicked out? This is crazy, man. This is crazy. Oh man. But while gone, was you still able to talk? Hopefully.
No,
hopefully.
It was silence, and I wasn't sure whether to hang up and call in the fourth time or what.
On the line
I just
for a hot minute.
Still. And you came back in.
Yeah, just be still. I'll be trying to call back in.
Okay.
Yeah. When I go out, just keep talking if you're talking. I just have to call back in. But we got somebody else with their hands up already, so let's bring them in and see who we have here. It's about one or two, three people, I can guess. Let's see. 111, welcome to the show. Who are you, mystery guest? 111, are you there? Hello. Okay, I guess they just listening.
Yeah.
I guess they just listening. All right, but anyway. So, let's shoot the breeze for a minute. You know, let's have some fun. Uh-oh, we got another 111. Show got a lot of 111s on the line today. Let me see who this one is. All right, you're here. Talk to me.
And no, it's one of your regular guests is Beasley. How are you guys doing? I heard you after the music ended, you said,
"We're doing
what
fine,
the hell?"
Beasley, how are you?
I'm good. No, I heard you right after the music ended, and you said, "What the hell?" And then it stopped and got silent. And then I had to call back, and I think the 111 you answered might be my other line because I had to call and hang up again. I had to hang up then and call back into the show. And I think that may be the line. You know, I have a call waiting, and that happens sometimes.
Uh huh.
I think.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
Now, this may be very dangerous, but Mr. Beasley,
uh-oh.
I have to tell you, you had me cracking up in here this evening. Listen, you talk about Benghazi of the NFL.
Oh, you heard? You listened to All Facts Show last night.
Yeah, no, I listened to the archive.
Oh, the All Facts Show. Yeah,
My goodness, that Incognito and Jonathan Martin
I've taken it to new lengths. You know, I don't ever believe what the press tells you. There's an obvious cover up here. No, and I've been trying to call in some sports shows so that I could talk about it on here. Because,
it was hilarious, Mr. Beasley. I was cracking up.
Because there's more to support this. There's more and more to support this. More information is coming out.
Yes, I heard you saying new articles were coming out.
Oh, the articles are coming out. You can read them all day long.
Really?
They're coming out every second. Basically,
it's X-rated, Mr. Talk. That's why I said it's dangerous for me to even bring this topic up.
I'll talk about it real quick in a PG manner.
Okay.
Basically, I've come to the conclusion that Jonathan Martin is gay, and that's the reason why he's getting this extra hard harassment. And it's continued.
Man.
Now, it's one thing that they harass and razz and haze rookies, but this has continued into his second year. And it's come so heavy and hard on him that he's had to walk away from the team. But there's a lot of interesting dynamics going on with this. You have black players supporting the guy that called, you know, the white guy that called the black biracial guy that called him a half nigger. Which, you know, you wouldn't understand unless you really understood culture and understand that basically this white guy is accepted by the black players as being one of them, so to speak. And they're not offended when he uses the term. You also have the closed culture of the NFL and the secret fraternity that exists of what goes on in the locker room stays in the locker room that's been breached. And you also have different classes of people. This Jonathan Martin, both of his parents went to Harvard. He went to a very exclusive prep school in the Los Angeles area and attended Stanford, which is like a Harvard or a Yale of the West Coast. So he comes from a different culture, a much higher brow culture compared to, you know, somebody from Nebraska, you know, lower socioeconomic white folks. But I took it a little further. I'm thinking that they may have even been lovers at one point, and this whole thing is a result of their breakup.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Yeah, now that might be stretching it a bit, but you never know, because they're definitely covering something up.
Yep, sounds like it. I don't know too much about sports. I was just intrigued with the whole conversation.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, I don't know anything about sports, but I was cracking up with you guys when I explained about it. And when you came up with the Benghazi of the NFL, that was it. I lost it. And Granny, oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Visa, you know.
Yes, sir. You there?
Oh.
Talk, are you there?
Well, Beasley, I agree with you. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
In and out.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you, Beasley. Something's not being told, you know. And here's the other thing. You know, they were like, the coaches didn't know. That's not true. Maybe what coach don't know what goes on in the NFL locker room? Come on now. These are not teenagers. You know what I mean? They knew what was going on.
The story came out today that Jonathan Martin's agent went to the general manager to complain, to speak about the treatment that his player was getting, and that apparently Jeff Ireland said, they should kick his ass. They should beat his ass.
See?
Yeah, so all of them are going to be off.
Well,
by the time this is over. By the time this is over, there's going to be a whole new regime at the Miami Dolphins. Will it come out that Jonathan Martin's gay? Which I really do believe.
You think so?
Most
of them just got there.
What do you mean? Hello?
Huh?
What do you mean most of them just got there?
Okay. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You said most of them just got there.
The coaching staff is not that old. You know, or 2 years in.
No, the coach has only been there a couple of years. I don't know how
long
the general manager has been there. That's true, but they could be. But this is still their culture. This is their philosophy. They're still responsible for what goes on. And just because they just got there doesn't mean they're not instituting or directing this from above. And they're saying this guy Incognito is a scapegoat, and it makes sense. And if it turns out, okay, that Martin was being discriminated against or treated extra harshly because he was gay, it's just a big, huge public relations dilemma for the NFL because, you know, we're in a fast-moving time where it's unpopular to speak poorly of gay people or to discriminate against them or to treat them any different than you would treat anybody else. It's unfashionable. Correct?
It's politically incorrect.
It's politically incorrect. So, someone else, one of my friends today said, he said, yeah, you know, that's a good point. He said, maybe he's gay, and they didn't know he was gay. He said, can you imagine the kind of stuff and the teasing that goes on in a locker room? And I think the whole bullying aspect is a sideshow. It's a misdirection because I just can't see someone rising to this level playing football when football is such an aggressive sport with intimidation and it's a physical sport that someone being really soft. Now he may be, you know, who knows? I'm following along with it. Come on, Mr. Talk. We need you on your own show now.
I'm here, Mr. Beasley.
Right. Okay. I forget when you talk on these shows that they're archived and that there's people that listen to them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were entertained because I was.
Oh,
laughing.
Oh my goodness! What?
Because I was laughing and smiling as I was talking about it because it just kind of popped into my head.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you think my notion that is plausible? Is it possible? Does it make sense? Because it almost convinced everybody on that panel last night. Mr. Todd.
15 or something.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
What's going on with you over there?
We heard some really bad noise. Sound like a copy machine or something.
I don't know about no copy machine. The only thing I do know is like every 2-3 minutes I get kicked off. I'm booting up my other computer and see maybe.
I think we lost him again.
Is it a copy machine or a dryer up in here?
It sounded like a copy machine or a dryer.
Uh-huh.
Are you calling through Skype?
Mr. Talk?
Yeah.
Skype, the problem might be in Skype because I'm on a landline. Mm-hmm.
Could be, but then also they said they changed BT. Oh, it's the beta. Ebony was struggling with her panel.
Can you hear me?
Just the other night.
I think what they mean by betas, they mean beta testing, and which means they're testing out new things. So they're working out bugs, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Beta is like, you know, beta testing.
Yeah.
I see. I misunderstood.
Driving
I thought they
crazy.
Went to a whole new system.
Well, it could be a
new Yeah, they did because they have a new panel even, Mr. Beasley.
No, they're beta testing out this new system, which means they're kind of working out the bugs as they go along.
Okay. I see.
I haven't seen the new studio, so the studio looks different.
That's
I don't
what
know
I hear.
Why
I haven't seen it either because I can't get into it.
I don't know why they want to change it.
I don't know what's going on. It's kicking everybody out. Even the minister can't get in right now.
Wow. I see Michelle coming in and out, or guests coming in, back in and out.
Boy, and just think that poor guy with the show that stopped his show thought this was all happening because of the trolls. He said, them trolls is out to get me.
But, yes, to answer your question, Mr. Beasley, like I said, I don't know anything about sports. But to follow the logic of the conversation, yes, it's made sense to me after N2K came in and broke it down about the fraternal nature and culture of the, you know, of the team and the way he explained that, then I think you had an epiphany.
Right.
When you got your epiphany.
Yeah.
Revelation.
Well, that's what the fun thing about this was, is that it was epiphany after epiphany. The more information I got, the clearer that it came to me, and it got so clear where, you know, I was able to draw the dots, I was able to express it in a way where people that hadn't heard it before were like, yeah, wow, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, you summed it all up when you said the Benghazi of the NFL.
It's a cover up. It's a cover up. Even though before I looked into the Benghazi thing, it seemed like they were making a whole lot about nothing. But after looking into it a little bit more, they did lie and they did cover it up.
Yeah, that seems to be par for the course.
Yeah, that's what administrations do. That's what politicians do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They tell people. They do just what the Dolphins are doing, and that's just what organizations do.
Mm-hmm.
They try to spin things, and I've seen it happen from the inside. Damage control.
Yeah, PR, public
damage.
Relations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spin things.
The image.
It's everything but the truth until they get you dead bang. Look at the mayor of Toronto.
Now I'm not familiar with what's going on with the mayor of Toronto.
All right. Toronto has a white mayor who about a year ago, there was videotape that was sent to different news agents, news groups, trying to sell the story that he was smoking crack.
Mm.
They have video of him smoking crack. He's denied it for a year. Within the past week, he came forward and said, yeah, I've been smoking crack, but I don't do it anymore.
Oh, my, my.
Yeah, he's the white Marion Barry.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Rob Ford, I think his name is. And, of course, he's running for re-election, too.
And he'll probably get re-elected.
I hope so. I hope so because we caught, as black folks, so much ridicule for them re-electing Marion Barry that I would only hope those nice white folks in Canada would do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, he might be a good old boy, even though he has some bad habits. Who knows?
It happens.
Yeah, basically, what you were saying makes sense.
Wow. Even, yeah, it's crazy. It well, I don't know. What's crazy is that the way they're trying to fool everybody, and they're going to keep spinning it, and it might not come out. I know Jonathan Martin has a hell of a case one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bullying thing, like you're saying, in the NFL, I mean, everybody's got a lot of testosterone. So for them to really overreact to bullying, they either had to stuff him into a locker or possibly he's gay and he can't, you know, he doesn't want to be the target of everybody's. Probably won't even be just verbal. There are probably a lot of physical pranks that are being pulled on this guy if he's gay. So, you know, and for him and for the other guy to be lovers, that could be too. You know, I mean, look, you've got the NFL, the NBA, and baseball. You can't have just one gay guy, you know.
No.
Just because one
no.
came out. You have to have a bunch of them.
Well, I think hopefully, you know, eventually it'll all come out. Apparently, Martin has filed a grievance. Apparently, mm-hmm. Richie Cognito has filed a grievance. The NFL is investigating it. ESPN is spinning it a certain way, away from anything like this. But ESPN is also in business with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They paid millions and millions of dollars to broadcast the NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're on the phone with each other. It's interesting, and it doesn't have that much to do with football. It has very little to do. I mean, the culture is football, but everything else that's going on is you know, a mystery, modern-day intrigue, and sociology. It's people. It's
good evening, Joe.
Yeah, it's political. I mean, look, if you start having gays in the NFL or in the other arenas starting to get offended, and if they're going to be making that public, it's going to become sexual harassment. That's legal.
It's illegal to discriminate against anyone or to allow discrimination regardless of race, color, creed, you know, disability or gender or sexual orientation. That's the federal law, regardless of the culture.
It's still football.
Well,
still football.
Football is slowly changing. Football is slowly changing, and it's going to continue to change. They've declared war on helmet to helmet contact and being too rough. They're softening the game, but it's not going to. No matter how I feel about it, it's not going to stop.
Yep.
This shift that's taken into place. So it is still football, and still, well, that's what they're saying, that Richie Cognito has a better chance of coming back and landing with the NFL team than Martin does because he broke this code.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I agree with that one.
He broke this code.
I still don't understand why he couldn't
take it like a man. Well, we don't know the kind of pressure that he was facing.
Yep.
It's also what?
And the kind of pressure he was facing, the kind of pressure they were putting on him. It hasn't all come out.
Right, like you were saying.
It will all come out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people are being fed as bullying, but if it's gay, it's going to be worse than bullying.
Come on, bullying in the NFL? That's like bullying in boxing. NFL's brutal, rough game. It's all about. Yeah, how do you?
Yeah,
it was
know,
bullying.
Right?
Yeah, like bullying in the MMA. You know,
you know what?
Yeah,
bullying in the MMA.
PC country has. You know, that's just all it is. Basically, now you got bullying in the NFL. That is a very violent sport. You run into each other on every play. You know what I mean?
That's what defensive linemen are supposed to do,
bully the quarterback into not throwing passes.
I'm trying to bully you and intimidate you so that you're afraid to block me as hard or to tackle me as hard. It's all about, you know, what do they say? Yeah, go out there and hit them in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't even say that now. You get a flag thrown on you.
Yeah, well, but that's what they do. Another interesting thing is that you've got these black players coming out from the team and all over the place that are saying, Richie Cognito's incognito, he's one of us. He's one of us. If anything, this blue blood, he's the outcast. He's the outcast.
Mm-hmm. And they stepping up for him also. Let's bring Miss Lady into the conversation. Yeah, y'all, I switched computers. Hopefully, I got it settled in now.
You sound good.
Well, let me bring Miss Lady in.
Hi, you talking about that awful Richie incognito? He's gonna be incognito in a minute, I believe, and he should be, because for what Mr. Martin is alleging, it was very threatening, harassing, intimidating behavior. He was the ringleader, and of course there's going to be the group that's going to follow behind the bully. It's bullying behavior, but it was way outside of childhood antics. It was extreme, and he should be punished for that. And I understand this is not the first time. I saw a video clip of an African-American, but he wasn't Martin, on the opposing team where he tried to he was pinching him, he alleged, and he was trying to twist his ankles, to break his ankles, and the man was kicking at him on the ground, trying to get away from him. He also, I think, at another time, put his hands up under the man's helmet, and the man took Incognito's helmet off his head and started hitting him with his own helmet. He wasn't playing. He's known to be a very big bully. He was the kid, the fat kid that the kids laughed at growing up. And so now he's Mr. Incognito, Mr. NFL player, Mr. Big Dude. He's getting back at, putting all that aggression and that anger and shame and feelings of a rejection from his childhood. He's taking it out on people that he considers vulnerable. And if Martin is gay, he's going to be in a vulnerable position on that NFL team. It's nothing but a big, fat bully who doesn't like himself.
Oh, I don't know
that's
about all that. He might. I don't know about all that. He doesn't like himself.
I can read it so clear. Bullies don't like themselves. They don't.
They take all of that
self-loathing out on other people.
Oh,
that's the psychological evaluation.
It could be psychological, but it's just common sense. If you look at all bullies, they're really weak. They're very weak internally.
Bullies are weak, and a person knows, and all of us have been bullied in school, and that bullying stopped when you stood up to them and you fought them or you were ready to fight them.
He's a new rookie. He's not going to come in there and fight. Incognito has his group like all bullies do. Because, see, even black folks do this quite well. They identify with the oppressor. At some point, they want to be in the room with the oppressor. They want to be connected to the oppressor. Even that oppressor is beating them down every chance they get. Same thing. That's just common. You're going to follow the big bully. I mean, weak-minded people do. Followers do.
That's called the Stockholm Syndrome, where you fall in love with your captor or the people that have their foot on your neck.
But see, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Now, Martin, his profile.
Anybody who's in my class.
Okay,
bottom line.
Breaking up kind of bad there. Or is it me?
There you go. Go ahead, talk.
Okay. What I was saying was, Martin's profile coming to the NFL was he didn't have that mean streak in him anyway. Which, in other words, I'm saying very politely, he was soft. Heck, I played football, and yes, I was a bully.
You have to be really mean.
Yeah, to play football, you need a mean streak.
Yes, you have to have a mentality. Yes.
So I think a lot of them
have
a mean streak.
There are a lot of football players. There are a lot of football players that are sociopaths. That's true. That actually is a benefit. That actually will help you be meaner and use violence indiscriminately. That is football. That's how football is.
And that whole industry is really people are supporting.
Now we talking football. But ain't nobody saying nothing about the baseball players getting balls thrown at their head. Ain't nobody saying that, right? Because this one soft ass.
Talk about Rick Incognito incident. I didn't know we were jumping to the baseball or then the basketball.
Well, he's talking about it in terms of sports.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think it was horrible. And Incognito is known to be a dirty player. Everybody knows it. What's interesting is that they talked about Sue, what's that name, the big man on the Lions. They fined him $100,000.
Because he's one of those sociopaths that you speak of that's also a great player.
Ndamukong
Suh. He steps on people's arms and hands.
Listen. This man was trying to twist and break this other man's ankles, and he was only—I don't think he was fine.
But any of us that are on the line that have been following football for years, we know that this is commonplace. Bill Romanowski used to stick his hands underneath people's face masks and try to gouge their eyes out.
Well, you know they need to address that because
this is like
being, you know. Back in the Roman times where they throw you into the lion's pit. That's crazy.
Well, you know something? That's a good analogy. You said the Roman times or the Greek times or ancient times because when they were talking about helmet-to-helmet hitting, Mike Ditka say, he said, you have to realize this is a Spartan sport. You know, this is a gladiator sport. That's the nature of this sport. It is that brutal. It is that brutal and that vicious.
Well, you know, don't you think, though, that because it doesn't have to be and it can still be entertaining?
Well,
why does it have to go to that level?
Wait a minute. What do you want them to do, run around and play tag? What you want them to do, run around and play tag?
I'm
really?
Come
on, Miss Lady. Be real about this.
You can't hit people like you used to.
I'm trying to say some behavior is unacceptable when you're trying to kill somebody, paralyze them, permanently damage them. No.
You're trying to tackle them and hit them hard and shake them up. That's going to impair them being able to continue, maybe knock them out of the game.
After that man years ago was put in that wheelchair by, what was that man?
They never changed the rules with Daryl Stingley, and that was 1978. That was 1978. They put him in a wheelchair, and the guy never apologized. I think it was Jack Tatum that hit him for the Raiders. And there was no apology or nothing. And there have been people that have died out on
that
field.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Jack Tatum that hit him.
Yeah, but you can't spare anybody anymore.
That's
right. I'm
gonna say they're going to war. Every time they get on the football field, they go into war.
Yeah, and you're at war in practice. You're at war trying to get a job.
They changed the rules, though.
You can't touch the quarterback. You can't hit the quarterback that hard. You can't spare somebody anymore.
And you can't
go for the head. Unless
it's taken from the game. You don't see
Tony Dorsett is saying he's losing his memory.
Oh, that's another thing that's going to change the sport. They're going to have these medical examinations
okay.
now. They're going to try to predict living players if they're going to develop, you know, Parkinson's disease or something. That's going to change the sport too.
They're going to change the sport
in
a way that's going to take away
from the lines of this, the air who don't want. What did this dodgeball and do? Because the kid hitting the head, you know. And now you know the receiver can't get hit. Even he's trying to catch the ball, you got to hit him at a certain way, or you get. Man, they just softened. This country has become too goddamn politically correct. Football is football,
true.
And you got to have a certain mentality to play it. Now he was soft. the guy, what's up? Even in his
I don't think he was soft.
Yes, it is.
I don't think he really didn't want to play football.
Another thing, see, he came from a fluent family, and
right.
he went to Stanford. He wasn't one of those self-loathing jocks that probably barely made it through college.
He was highly educated, very intelligent,
yes. And those people are also attacked, okay? And we know that. The smart kid in the class.
No,
people are envious.
They said he stood out, he was standoffish, and he wasn't one of the boys. Let me ask you, it's easy to see why.
Bullying you, and you're not going to be received. You're not going to be trying to continue to be up in their presence. Why would you?
Well, because you're tough, and you're a man, and you get through it.
No, that has nothing to do with being a man.
And
or a woman.
You asked me why, and I'm answering you. Because you're tough.
Well, you didn't really want an answer then. It's because you're tough, because you're a football player.
Hello, Bob.
Because this is your lifelong goal.
Let me give you an example. When Dez Bryant first came to the league.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Dez Bryant came from the top down.
So you can always come up with examples, the rookies
to do certain things. So one.
Right.
But listen what I'm saying. This is how it should have been done. Dez Bryant told them, no, I am not carrying your helmet.
Right.
I mean, he said it to the player, and he let the coach know, and it was over with. It was done. You know? And it was
right.
squashed.
No, there was a fuss.
That doesn't mean it would have been done on this team.
You know what I'm saying?
Because every team is different, and the individuals that are in leadership positions are different. Plus, they're saying that the coaches allegedly told incognito to make
now
us
the
tough.
The coaches allowed this, and they sanctioned this, but football is football. Everybody gets hazed. Everybody gets taped to a goalpost, gets oatmeal poured on them, gets their locker emptied out and thrown in the water. That's part of the rite of passage.
They're going to kill their mother. They're going to defecate in their mouth. They're going to do all this.
Apparently, what N2K said is that the tape says he said he's going to come in his mouth.
I thought he said he was going to defecate in his mouth.
And they were once best friends. I'm telling you, they were lovers. They were lovers, and this is a nasty breakup.
You think so? Yeah, that's right.
They're not going to tell you the truth right away. I'm thinking that's a strong possibility.
No.
You know what they're telling you on the news isn't the truth.
Because you know what they say? Incognito doesn't have any limit on his Twitter page. It's just dudes. And all these years he's been playing, and it's like, okay, so you're going to these events. You don't have one woman you take?
He's probably too much of a savage.
Exactly.
Those women probably got tired of him when he drags them by the hair and hits them with a club like a caveman.
That's true. Somebody called it Baby Huey. Baby Huey.
Come on.
Hold on. Michael want to say something.
Go ahead.
At least 90 seconds uninterrupted. Just 90 seconds. How are you ladies and gentlemen doing this evening?
Good this evening.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Mike. Okay.
How you doing, Joe? I can see you, Joe. I can see you.
I know you can see me, Mike. You always see me. Yeah.
I can see you.
What do you think about this incognito and about the viciousness and the that just past hazing of the NFL? Do you think there should be some laws and rules put in place? Like you can't gouge somebody's eyes out. You can't try and twist their ankles off their leg. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I will address your all of your questions. I discussed this with BB last night. I discussed this with BB last night, and let's get something straight. We have to separate the two because we don't want to mix things up. Him being gay is a whole nother theory and whole nother thing. But let's stay focused about being bullied, Miss Lady.
This is the subject that I want to speak about. Him being bullied. What is being bullied? Despise about what he's being gay or not. Being bullied when someone is knowingly doing unadvances, unwillingly threatening you and trying to harm you, unwillingly, right? And they're making your work environment, your school environment, a threat, uncomfortable, chaos and confusion. Now, when we talk about bullying, when it comes to adult, that's harassment. And the concern is, was he bullied or was he harassed on his job? Forget about
yes.
gay for me.
Yes.
If he was, okay, now, what did you say? Now, let's go back to what Mr. Talk. I've been on teams. I played lacrosse. I played basketball. I've been in the military. There's some things that when you are a rookie, certain traditions that they do, Miss Lady. But those traditions cannot go overboard. At all times, the person doing those, when you let a person know what the tradition is, he or she has a moment whether they want to participate in it or not. Once you participate in you as a person, there's a difference between someone getting curryboard, getting overboard and carrying on and joking and letting it go on and someone being harassment. And the only thing I'm saying is this. We have to look at the evidence. If Martin was back and forth with Incognito, we may read the text message like we talked about last night. Sometimes people can have a certain camaraderie, boys, amongst each other, and they may say the dirtiest stuff amongst each other, but a person on the outside say, oh, they shouldn't be talking like that. Some people may play the dozens and talk about each other's mother. But if they text that same dozen joke, you may read it and say they should never talk. So we have to look at what is the content. And what I'm saying is, if he let the organization know that he was being harassed about a certain thing, yes, they have a trouble. But if he was in cahoots with all this, and everybody thought this was a joke, and he never let nobody know, listen, guys, you are harassing me, stop this, it's not harassment. Because, Miss
well,
Lady,
it is harassment.
Hold on, Miss Lady,
that he just
hold on.
Didn't let
the
somebody
only thing,
know.
Hold on,
it doesn't
hold on.
Mean
what?
That it's not harassment. It means that
Miss Lady, Miss Lady,
no.
Miss Lady,
because
if I
let her finish, lady.
They want to go along to get along, right? They want to go along
lady,
to get along.
Lady, Miss Lady,
I
want to
say
finish.
This, and I'll be quiet, Miss Lady. If me and
okay.
you working in the office, Miss Lady, if me and you working in the office, me and you, and I'm giving you sexual advances, Miss Lady, if you don't say Michael, you need to stop this. You harassing me. If you don't let me, Michael, know, I'm going to keep on going. The only way I know I'm harassing you, unless you let me know. Because sometimes
you, no,
when
you
we
know,
have this.
Wait a minute. No, no,
it
no.
Is. That's a fact. We
no,
were talking about communication last night.
No, you know
you
what
happened. Let me know.
You know what? On these jobs and orientation now, because it's been such a problem with men saying, I didn't know. Everybody gets oriented to what sexual harassment is. So, no, don't tell me people don't know what they're doing. Also,
no.
Sometimes people go along to get along. They think erroneously a lot of times.
That's the problem.
No, I'll get through it. Doesn't mean they're not being harassed. They might pretend like they're going along with it. They might laugh it off. They might ignore it. They might, the next time, they might just say, oh, you know, ignore it again. So it can be fluid, right? It doesn't mean that they're not being targeted and harassed. One thing about
well, they
this
want a responsibility because they're not nipping things in the bud. We were talking about communication
right,
yesterday.
Right.
And if someone, you don't
is,
want nobody to get past the person. That's a fact. Look, if someone's
not,
mistreating me, I'm going to let you know you're mistreating me. If I don't,
yeah.
like you say, if that person in that environment, because, okay, Miss Lady, I don't
want to. It doesn't
so
mean
have to communicate.
That you're not being harassed. Okay, that's a separate
well, Miss Lady,
issue. What
Miss Lady, if you don't let Miss Lady, if you don't let me know that my actions, Michael, are inappropriate and make you uncomfortable, Michael gonna run with the flow, and I'm gonna think
okay,
you like
then
it, Miss Lady.
End up
well,
being first because
why?
Other employees
okay,
can't
so
say
so why wouldn't
that
you let me know
me?
Though, Miss Lady? Why wouldn't
no, no,
you let me know and say,
Michael,
Michael,
the reason why uncomfortable? The reason why someone might let you know, Mike, sexual harassment. Generally speaking, is from a superior or a supervisor to someone that's underneath them. Okay?
No, no, Well, no, no, hold on a second.
It's not always.
No, it doesn't.
But in most, in many instances, okay?
It doesn't
not
matter.
Not always.
Let me finish the thought. You're interrupting me.
You're interrupting me. All right. I'm just going to finish the thought. I'll be brief. Quiet. I don't even need 90
Michael,
seconds.
You're defining harassment as the person's response to harassment. I'm saying that's irrelevant. Whether or not somebody responds to it or not, if they complain about it or if they don't complain about it, doesn't mean that you're not harassing them.
I think we've changed the discussion. The discussion isn't about sexual harassment. It's about workplace bullying.
Bullying and harassment is the same thing. When we talk about bullying, sometimes we talk about schoolyard and kids, but when we're talking about adults, it's the same thing. And what I'm telling you is, look, we're playing with words. Let's look at the action of what people are doing with each other and forget the words. Let's look at the action. And, Miss Lady, the only thing I'm saying is we can't be passive. If you're in that environment, Miss Lady, if you do not let me know that I am treating you in an inappropriate way, how do I know? We were talking about the other day, Mr. Talk, on his show and on my other show. You can't think of just about the bags. You can't assume that I know what you're thinking.
Right.
I know what you're saying.
But you
I'm
know,
at
but,
the
you,
fact,
but,
though,
but you know when someone doesn't
Let's
respond
it all together.
To. But a man knows when a woman isn't responding to his sexual overtures that that's not what she's interested in. If he chooses,
no, okay. Well, what about a chick?
Look, you know.
I could be saying she's playing hard to get. Now, what about the chase? Now, I disagree with that. I don't agree with the chase. Now, according to some people may look at that as the chase she's playing hard to get. You see, I'm saying be straight up and communicate, and we can avoid all the chaos and confusion.
You know, this country is full of bullies, and I'm going to tell you why. This country is full of bullies because there's no federal legislation. In Europe, it's illegal to bully people on their jobs, okay, but not here. It's permeated through this culture. You see it on the football field. You see it in sports. You see it on jobs. You see it in homes. You see it in groups. It's like this. It's a sickness. It's a virus.
Well,
and the victims of bullying are the ones that are blamed. What they've discovered is the person that's primarily bullied on their job is not the messy one, lazy one, bad one. It's the smart one, the non-messy person, the creative one. That's the one who's bullied. In this case, it was Mr. Martin, who may or may not be gay, may not be trying to hide it, who went to Stanford. I doubt if... Where did Incognito go to school, and did he graduate?
He went to Nebraska. He got kicked off the team there, kicked off in Oregon. He probably grew up in a trailer on some ranch in Nebraska somewhere. I don't know where he's from. He's not a sophisticated person. However, he is embraced by his teammates more than Martin is, and that speaks to the culture of the NFL.
Is embraced. He's the big, you know, dude, you know, and who has that male sense of entitlement.
He's a football player.
I see blonde him being a football player. I see what's going on, and it's really awful. And for people to embrace that and laugh and think that's okay is really sad.
That's the culture of football.
I don't think everybody goes along with it. Even Warren Sapp said he was horrible. He tried to get Warren Sapp, and Warren Sapp said he told him, "I know you want me to respond because you want me kicked out of the game, but I'm not going."
Meet me after the game. Warren Sapp was smart enough to understand that there was some game going on, that it was a plan. You know that this was his strategy to get him to act outside of himself.
But Martin's on the same team. You know, to treat somebody like that on your same team, oh my goodness! But see, I think it goes way at the top: the GM, the coaches, everybody, all of them. Don't act like they didn't know. They know who he is, and they want him there.
Of course, they do. Like I said, Martin's agent contacted Jeff Ireland, who is the general manager of the Dolphins. He's also the same general manager that asked Des Bryant when Des Bryant was entering the draft, Was his mother a prostitute? And asked him a number of other questions along those lines. So this Jeff Ireland has a history of being a jerk. In fact, a quarterback that was a backup quarterback that played for the Dolphins called him a jerk. It said, and I think it's documented somewhere, that the agent for Martin did try to speak out about it, and that he contacted his agent, and his agent, because he knows he couldn't contact it through the locker room, so his agent contacted Jeff Ireland. Jeff Ireland said, you know, they should kick his ass. He showed no sensitivity at all. All of them are going to lose their jobs. And when it comes out, and if it comes out, because I'm firm, I really do believe he's gay, and I don't know if there's any coincidence, but it just seems kind of, it just seems kind of strange to me that not, you know, Jason Collins, the basketball player that came out as gay last year, right? Not only did he go to Stanford, but he and Martin went to the same preparatory high school in Los Angeles together. That's a very exclusive school, a very exclusive private school, Harvard-Westlake. That doesn't seem like a coincidence to me. It seems like this is a culture that enabled them and bred them, and probably they're enlightened to the point where their gayness, or it was maybe encouraged, even though they know they had to keep it quiet on the larger arena in the NFL and the NBA. The NFL does not want it out that this team is coming against this guy because he's gay. So they're going to do everything they can to confuse the issue with bullying. They don't really want it to be a racial thing either. They're going to try to make it bullying and this guy's soft, when I don't think it's the case. I think it's that he's gay, and the teammates aren't accepting of that, and the upper management isn't accepting of that, and they've done something to drive him off the team. That's what I think.
And the backlash
for the NFL, because gay people have money and they spend money, and they're a large part of the population, probably more in the closet than outside of the closet, but the way people respond is through their purchasing power. And no one wants to take a chance at losing gay people's revenue.
Most people in the men, there's a very small percentage of the men in America or actually in the world that are actually gay. So when we talk about gay and homosexuality, we talk about a small group of people. We always do it in this country.
They're saying it's one out of ten had a homosexual experience.
Let's go on your hypothetical and your theory, and let's go play with it, and let's say if he is. How did he handle it? What I'm saying is, did he go to the organization and let him know he was gay and let the organization know that I'm going to come out and this is what I'm going to say? Because
no.
We were talking about, because listen, what responsibility does someone that says they're born a certain way sexually have to their other teammates who are in a locker room whose bodies is at a vulnerable position? What responsibility does a gay person have to do
you
that?
You say that's
do,
not homophobic.
Do they have any responsibility?
That's exactly what homophobic
it's
is.
It's not homophobic.
Just because he's gay doesn't mean he's going to go wrestle another player and try to have sex with them because he's
never
said naked.
That.
Well, you imply
okay,
that.
Okay.
You
just
imply
because
that.
I'm a heterosexual male doesn't mean that I'm going to go into a woman's locker room and wrestle her and try to rape her.
That's right.
Exactly. So that's my nature. So what I'm saying is he's saying that is his nature. And what I'm saying is laid into all of Mr. Talk. If I respect him. It's not homeless. I'm looking at the facts. He's telling me his nature. And if you're telling somebody his nature, at least allow those other team members to look at the situation of your nature, treat you like you are, and let them choose whether they're going to take a shower or have their clothes wrapped around or stop wearing their shirts off. Because this man is saying he gets an erection off of another man's chest. They're hugging it. There's a difference between knowing and not knowing. Now,
and that's
can
not
I
homophobic.
Say, yes,
Michael, no, it's not.
Because why wouldn't I want to bring that in? Because we're talking full circle. This is Michael, and I'm letting you know why would they have an upset of him being gay. Why would they be treating him because they don't want him around? And I'm just saying, if we're going to bring this out and communicate about this thing, we have to be real about it.
Well, that's something you're right. That's something to consider.
That is something to consider. What about this scenario, though? What about this scenario? What is it that he's gay, and they don't know that he's gay, but there's all kinds of talk that goes on in the locker room, you know, that's anti-gay. People call each other names. You're soft. Whether they're not even saying it to him, but they're saying it to other people. For instance,
well. Cordell is saying he's not gay.
Huh? Who's not gay?
Cordell, you know, Portia from Atlanta Housewives. Everybody's saying he's not.
Of course he is.
Miss Lady,
I want to ask you a question. He said those text messages that you were reading about his mother and that, he saved those for 6 months. During those 6 months, Miss Lady, what was he doing? Because his other team members, black and white, saying, hold up. They look like they were buddies during work and after work. They're saying something ain't right here.
Apparently, he played those voice messages in the locker room and was laughing about it.
Exactly. So what I'm saying when I talk about my community about cyberbullying is, when you're talking about Miss Lady, sometimes people can go back and forth with text messages, and when some person starts something or when somebody starts something, anybody starts something, when it doesn't go their way, then they want to cry quick. What I'm saying is a lot of back and forth be going on. But if I'm communicating in a certain way of you communicating, and if I'm laughing at it, that's not bullying. That's not
that's not true. People do laugh sometimes to keep from crying.
Right, nervous laughter, that's true, too.
You can't say because they're laughing.
So how are they communicating with others then? Now let's say you're right. We were talking about community. If a person does that, or is that person, don't cry, I'm a victim, is that person communicating with the rest of the world correctly?
Because that person's in the closet and has something to hide.
Sometimes people don't always react to things the way we think they should react if we were in that situation.
Everybody's different.
So we don't know what's going on. What are the other issues? What is the underlying tone? What are the other pressures that will want him to pretend to go along and laugh? I mean, that's a very dangerous sport. He needs the support of the other players. He can go out there and they can help him get jacked up.
You know what it seemed like?
They can let the opposing team know. In fact, we want you to get him jacked up.
Chris Carter is not a homosexual. Chris Carter said a coach told him that the coach said something about his mother. He said, now you talk about sensitive and gay and stuff like that. Some people, it ain't going to go. And I'm just letting you know, a coach said something about Chris Carter's mother. He said, no, you're going to take that back. He said, no, you ain't going to talk about that. He said, my mother raised me, and you ain't going to be talking about that. I should go back to my mother. There's certain ways that you ain't going to cross the line. And I'm saying everybody has that take. Chris Carter didn't laugh. He nipped that shit in the butt. And what I'm saying is, when we want to talk about our kids or anybody, us adults as bullying somebody harassing you, both sides, the bully and the person being bullied, need to nip shit in the bud. If you're being bullied, you need to communicate how someone's treating you, and you need to nip it in the bud, and you can't be passive. We got to look at both sides of the whole circle. That's all I'm saying.
Of things that go along in there, and we weren't there, and we don't know all the ins and outs. Who knows? There could be a love-hate thing going on, you know, with Incognito. He could be, you know, dealing with some of his repressed feelings. We don't know.
He's a jilted lover. That's my contention. And maybe it'll come out. Maybe it won't. Jonathan Martin is definitely gay. There's no doubt in my mind. And that has everything to do with this story. And the NFL and ESPN and the Miami Dolphins are going to do everything in their power to keep that from coming out. I think they're going to do everything in their power to keep that from coming out for the reasons that I stated. And we'll see what happens. we'll see what happens. This is something that's spinning out of control. They can't control this anymore. There were 100 reporters at the Dolphins facility yesterday when the Dolphins spoke about this. This has a lot of attention. More keeps coming out, and I think, well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. But this isn't the end of it, and there's going to be more that comes out. And the stories hit the web. Every hour or two, there's a brand-new story. I just read a story from a guy that used to be on the offensive line for the Miami Dolphins. I think his name was Lundy. And he has a story in the most recent Sports Illustrated. And basically, he doesn't feel that he didn't witness any bullying of Jonathan Martin at all. And that's probably when they were lovers. They had a loving relationship. Yes,
maybe Martin didn't want to continue, or you know, who knows what's going on? Maybe he rebuffed his advances. Maybe he's working out his own repressed feelings. We don't know. But this is the thing. I remember reading something. And I can't remember which NFL player was talking, but he said that he believes at least 15% of the players are gay.
That's high.
Well,
that's higher than the average of humanity.
Right. So you're talking about roughly about 8 to almost 9 players per team, because it's about 55 player roster. Correct me, Mr. Tucker, if I'm wrong. About
right.
a 55 player roster. So you're talking about 8. But see, if that's still a small case, what I'm saying is the league needs to address it. If you're homosexual and you are gay, you need to address it. If we're going to bring it out, we need to address the locker room situation. What I'm saying is it's not homophobic. What I'm saying is I've been in the sports, I've been in the military, and I'm letting you know in some cases, the locker room is a vulnerable situation when you have a man say, it's a part of my nature of being a certain way. You're making a co-ed. And I'm saying if you're going to come out and do that, let the non-homosexuals at least can talk with the homosexuals and say, hold up, we need to address a locker situation, because you can't just say, oh, there's no concerns, because the locker room is a wrong position. If you don't want to change, if you don't want to dress, if you want to say, well, no, take no showers, you got to take the showers at home, at the hotel, or whether it is like this, or if you want to vibe it, you can't have no keeping. That's what I'm saying, because if you don't address it.
But they can't do that, Michael, because that would be discriminating against the gay person. You can't have.
Why would it be discriminating? You know why? Because we would not be addressing the issue about
shower here because you're gay and the straight people can.
We're talking about the difference between knowing and not knowing of it. The discussion needs to be talking about there's a difference between me going in the locker room with a locker room full of I know there's nothing but homosexuals in, and I got to take a shower and change my clothes, then going into a locker room as a man and I don't know whether someone's gay or not. There's a difference.
Mike,
that's all I'm saying.
Mike,
and if
you
don't
what?
Say
and,
there's a
and
difference,
you say,
and
you
say
that that attitude is homophobic, and you say that attitude isn't homophobic, and I get where you're coming from, but that's exactly what homophobia is.
It's not.
It's
an irrational fear.
What a phobia is an irrational fear of something.
So when a man goes into a woman's locker room, she also has an irrational fear? It's irrational? Because the man said he's telling me his nature, and I'm letting you know, as Michael is his nature, if I walk into an all-woman's locker room, just with their tops uncovered and they have a towel around their waist, Michael is going to get an arrest because of his nature. That's all I'm saying, brother. And we got to talk about, they're saying, this is who I am, this is where I was born, and I say, in society, we need to address your nature. That's all. Not discriminate, because we're talking about the locker room. We're not talking about the office.
So let me ask you this.
We're not
right.
talking about
I,
the people
I
we don't know who's gay or not.
So I hear what you're saying. So do you think that people should disclose their sexual orientation before they're drafted to the NFL? But let me ask you that. All right, so let us take it a little bit further. Should people disclose their sexual orientation before they accept a Division I scholarship to play football? Hold on. So should high school players should they have to answer what their sexual orientation is before they're allowed to play high school football. So what are you going to? When does it stop,
no,
Mike?
No.
So when does it
okay,
stop? So do
okay,
Pop
no,
Warner
no,
players?
No, no, no.
You think Pop Warner
on.
Players? You know that you know
okay.
You're 9 years old. You know, do you get an erection when you see another boy? Do you like boys or do you like girls? Do you think that's a question
no.
that should be asked there?
Okay. Listen, let me address your question. First of all, that should know. Let's get all of the tests. Like Joe said, forget the test, no questionnaires. The human being who is homosexual, be open to the rest of the world and communicate to the world and let the people know who you are. If you want to be married, if you want to be seen with a gay, someone may see you in a mall. If you're in a high school, if you're gay, come out and let people know. So let the public, if you want to spill on the supports team, if someone does not want to take a shower because you're gay, if you don't understand that, there's no problem. If teams stop taking a shower because people are gay, let that be. I'm saying be free, but we need to handle the situation and address it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just saying is people have a concern. I'm just saying they need to deal with it. Each team can have their own rules about homosexuality in the locker room. And the only thing I'm saying, in the locker room is a vulnerable situation. We're not talking about the regular office construction work or nothing like that. Vulnerable yeah. situation
Listen,
with
Michael,
showers and mental health.
That's
what I'm talking about.
You won't be able to discriminate and say you can't take a shower here because you're gay and only the straight people can. That's
okay,
going to be
so
a
let me go into a woman's locker room then. So, okay, answer. Okay, so why can't I go
gender.
Into a woman's locker
well,
room?
Well, let me ask you
that's
this.
A different
no,
gender.
No, no,
no,
lady,
well, no, no,
no,
it's a different gender. But don't you think there's plenty of women, lesbians in women's locker room?
Hold on. Listen, first of all,
so
when gay states, listen, guys,
Juan,
you said gender, listen.
Even transvestites have sued and Juan saying that they should, the man who becomes a woman, since he's a woman, he should be
no.
able to use a woman's bathroom.
No, listen, that's why they have unisex bathrooms. Listen, guys, listen.
Let
when
me ask you this, Mike, let me ask you this.
Hold up, I want to address a point and you can ask me a question.
Right.
You said that's sexual discrimination. I said, hold up, Miss Lady. How can you say that when they're saying that this is their nature? It's not discrimination. It's just
but
like the reason why I can't. Well, why can't I go into a Miss Lady? Why can't I go into a restroom with you, Miss Lady? Because of my nature, Miss Lady. You're not going to allow me to go in a restroom with you, Miss Lady, because
have,
of my nature, Miss Lady.
I have a question.
And they're saying
gonna,
they're
gonna
getting
a
restroom off of another man's body, Miss Lady. That's what they're saying, Miss Lady,
Mike,
and that's why I can't go into your restroom
Mike,
because I was in a
restroom. I got a question.
So it's not. What are you talking about?
I got
about
a question
gender?
That's going to deflate
Listen,
your whole argument.
When,
all right, give me. Let me ask this question. Then in the WNBA, when you have many players, women players that have come out as gay, even the number one draft choice, the Brittany Grenier girl, the girl that can dunk.
Oh.
You have many people that have come out
Brittany
as gay.
Griner.
Let me finish answering the Brittany Griner. Okay.
Brittany Griner.
Grenier yeah. Griner.
And she's
That's
a nice looking woman.
Okay, at any rate, you have many women that have come out as gay. It's kind of, you know, inside secret or well known that many of the professional women basketball players are gay. But not all of them are. So you have locker rooms there that have a lot of gay women. And you also have women that are not gay in those locker rooms as well. But you don't hear of any, you know, you don't hear of any gang bangs or rapes, or somehow they find a way to make it work.
Yeah, they do.
So if they can make it work, why wouldn't it work in an NFL locker room?
You a man, so you know how men are. Maybe you can answer that.
No.
Men and women are all humans. And when you take the spread of them, you have views and opinions and behaviors that transcend
wow,
gender.
I can't respond to that.
Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's working.
I can't respond to that.
Yeah, it's a tough one, which goes to show you that maybe openly gay people can exist in an NFL locker room. Maybe we just think they can't. What about the player for the Arizona Cardinals who was all on the blogs this summer that has this little gay flaming assistant that he's laying up in bed with, and that his like his little assistant, where they're hugged up and they're on the boat sunning together, and then they broke up. You know who I'm talking about? Kerry Rhodes. Kerry Rhodes is a big linebacker. Man, and that little gay dude, Miss Hollywood, whatever his name, put him on complete blast. Let me ask you this: Is do you think Kerry Rhodes is gay? Hell yeah, he's gay. It's obvious that he's gay.
Absolutely.
And I think his teammates know it. And you know something?
They know it. But see, that's a different team. That's why I'm saying different teams.
No,
have
but
different
it's still
energy.
It's still football. The
but
the
it's
the team,
different
it's
people.
It's a different
people
team, but it's the same culture. These players interchange.
On that team.
These players interchange teams on a regular basis. These players are all on different teams. They're in a constant state of transition. They have 2-, 3-, and 4-year contracts, and they're constantly changing teams.
But the leadership starts at the top on how people are treated. Right?
Well, you know something? I think what it probably also goes to show that people are going to go as far as with you as you let them.
And I think the leadership has a lot to do with it. Incognito was deemed the leader. He was allegedly told to make dude tough, toughen him
he
up, meaning go at him. And he recruited his teammates to help do that. You
I
have,
didn't have
you
to.
Know,
it's
so you have this one person that's vulnerable, a new person, a rookie, who's gay, who's being ganged up, and who's getting allegedly is being sanctioned and pushed from the powers that be.
That's what happened, and that's why that whole administration, from the general manager down, is going to come tumbling down in Miami.
Hey, what happened to, what was that guy that was messing with all those boys?
Eddie Long?
Him too, but no, the college team.
Sandusky.
And the guy set up a foundation so he could have access to all those little boys who didn't
Sandusky.
Have fathers.
Yeah, it gets no sicker than that. Where did everybody else go?
I don't know, but leadership always starts at the top. And it trickles down. So, you know,
this was sanctioned and approved. To the, this is sanctioned and approved to Miami Dolphins.
I wonder if Ricky Williams was on the team.
He's commented
what
on this.
What was going on?
He caught heck too, and there were rumors that Ricky Williams was gay. He's a complete, and I don't know if he's gay or not, but I know that he's just a different type of dude. You know, he's not
yeah.
caught up in the he's not caught up in the materialism. When he
oh
when
no,
he,
it's not.
When he. When he bowed out of the league, he just wanted to get away from everybody. He got him. He lived in a one-bedroom house up in Oregon or up in way up in Northern California and smoked weed every day and lived with no television and kept
probably
a quiet life.
To,
not everybody liked
all that.
All that stuff doesn't appeal to him. All of that glitter, bling, that, he didn't want to have any part of that. He didn't dig all the people. He didn't like any of that. And the only reason why he came back is because the Miami Dolphins were going to sue him for his $8 million signing bonus and take what little take what he had left. So that's why he came back. And to his credit, he came back and played well. Now, do you know what Ricky Williams is saying?
Uh-uh. What's he saying?
He's basically saying this is football. This is the culture that we have. Right or wrong, this is the culture. And that Martin,
it's a horrible bullying culture.
But he, it ain't for everybody, is what he was saying. It's not for everybody.
No wonder why he was smoking weed. If you're not that kind of a mean sociopathic personality, and always having to watch your back and hide a lot of who you are, and
I've been hazed in high school and got stuffed in a locker and couldn't hardly get out in a big locker that I couldn't get out. They hung me upside down and poured oatmeal on me.
Yeah.
So,
just
I
like
mean,
those fraternities when, and sororities where people have
same
died.
Same type of thing.
You know?
Same thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of hazing. But, you know, I guess after you get through it, you know, they allegedly they love you. So. I wonder where everybody
yeah, but
else went, though.
It's sick about that. It's sick.
There is sick because you got people that get carried away with it.
Are we the only ones on? Is Mr. Talk gone, too?
Where did everybody go?
I'm here. How you doing, Miss Lady?
Oh, she was just...
Hi.
How are you? It's good to hear you be able to talk without having to be at work.
I know it. I work a lot, and so, yeah.
Well, that's
but
a blessing.
Also,
in
it's,
all right,
it's
what's
nice.
Really going on? Can anybody hear anybody now?
Yeah, we're talking. I was talking to Miss Lady.
Hey, we've been having a great conversation.
Oh, okay.
But not, I was like, God,
well,
I said
go?
We weren't. But we, I was like, we weren't being interrupted enough. Where is everybody?
Yep.
And I
want to
greet Michael, too. I heard Michael on the phone, and
yeah.
I heard Joe. I heard, yeah, I just want to say greetings.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, we were talking about bullying.
I mean,
and
y'all
were
doing great.
Incident.
You know, I've been in and out, but y'all have done an outstanding job tonight. You know what?
Hey,
I got to give y'all some love for that. See, y'all
no,
mad, right?
I don't think Miss,
really,
I don't think Miss Lady over here. I just don't think up until recently she truly understood how brutal, vicious, violent, and caveman driven football is. But it
no,
is.
I didn't know it was that, like, to that extent.
Yeah.
No,
it is, and it always has been. And even when you're a kid, even when you're 11 years old, I know because I played at 11 years
even,
old.
Yeah. That's
I
usually
played
where you just feel that in your kid.
And I've been bullied like that. I remember being on practice crying, but I knew that I wasn't going to quit. And I remember being out there crying and fighting and coming home and telling my mother about it because she asked me what was wrong and I would tell her and she says I'm pulling you out. I said
well.
No, you can't pull me out. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let them do me like this. I won't be able to go to school. I won't be able to do anything if you pull me out. And
yeah,
because
you're ridiculed, see. That's why. So your ego survived that.
Man,
and you're
boy.
In there.
Yeah, but you know what? What after you come out of the fire, you built some character.
Yeah, well, you built some... ability to tolerate a lot of foolishness. But see, I think a lot of this kind of buried inside. I wonder what kind of relationships they have with their wives and girlfriends.
They beat them all the time and cheat on them, you know.
And they're probably using a lot of drugs and drinking because it's an anesthetic, because I'm sure they're in a lot of pain, physical pain, which doesn't help. So between that and them concussions and them brain injuries and all of that sociopathic behavior, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, everybody can't be a pharmaceutical salesman or work in the flower department at Conroy's. I don't know what to say. There's probably a lot of us on this line that at one time wanted to be
chime in on it.
Be a pro football player. Go ahead.
Oh no,
oh,
you
really?
Go ahead, Miss Pisa. I told you I don't
no,
know
I'm,
anything
I'm,
about sports.
I'm done. But you know
about
people.
Yeah, about football that men. I mean, because they love football. I mean, it's like they live and die. Some and eat football. If they could take a cut out there and sleep on the football field, they would.
Now
so,
I love football. I enjoy it and I enjoy the whole culture of it. One thing I noticed is real interesting that all of my friends, just about all of them. Now that we're older, that they live vicariously through their sons, and they push their sons to be football stars, and they push them hard.
Well, they can put Alzheimer's and dementia beginning at the age of 50.
Which is sad. Which is the side effects. Now, I have another group of friends that were brothers that were all football talents. Nobody made the NFL, but they all played in major colleges. And none of their children play football. Their children play tennis on a high level. And they all say, I can't believe I played that violent sport. So they're a little bit more advanced in that respect. I have a friend that has a son who, good God, he can't weigh 115 pounds.
and he's playing with boys that are much bigger than him, and he runs right into him, and he has the heart of a lion. And I'm like, don't you think you should toughen him up some? I mean, not toughen him up, but get him lifting weights or something. He's going to hurt himself out there. And my friend who played football for as long as he could, he doesn't seem to take heed to what could go wrong because nothing really happened to him. He never got hurt. But, no, it's a dangerous, brutal sport, and the culture is brutal behind it.
Well, I know this is probably not appropriate, but I'm going to do it anyway. They say it's not nice to name drop, but my first cousin is Paul Warfield.
Right. He played for the Miami Dolphins.
And the Cleveland Browns. That's where he started off. I don't know anything about sports, so he told me it was about real estate on the football field.
I don't know what he meant by that.
It's
what
about,
did he say?
Pardon me?
What did you just say about the football field?
About, he said it was about real estate. In other words, each team is trying to get the space on the ground. They're trying to move the other one.
Oh, they're trying to cover yards. Yeah, they're trying to.
He said it was, that's how he explained it. He said it was about real estate. That's how he said it.
Yeah, well, you're trying to cover. You're trying to cover and move down the field.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he knows because I think he made the Hall of Fame too. He's a great football player.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played on the team that went 17-0 in 1972.
I see that part. I don't know anything about it. And he doesn't send me any checks either.
Oh, well.
But
well,
I still love him, though.
Yeah.
Well, who just quit? Somebody just walked away. It was a white guy. He said he does not want to do this anymore.
There was another guy from that played at Alabama. That played just a few years and said, I don't want to do this anymore.
I think that's...
No, there was a guy, and I think he was only 23 years old. You never know. Maybe this is how Jonathan Martin felt as well.
Yeah, you know, I think his father, he might be a doctor.
You're breaking up a little bit, Miss Lady. Can you hear Mr. Beasley?
I can hear her, but she was fizzling out some.
I think his parents are, his father might have gone to Stanford. I think he has very educated parents, and, you know, he's going to do something else.
That's Jonathan Martin. Now, something I thought about, if Jonathan Martin comes out as gay, that's going to be a public relations, you know, bad thing for the NFL, for the Dolphins. All the way around, but it's also going to make him some type of cult hero.
Like that basketball player? They had a parade.
Yeah, they get to parade and the president comes out and congratulates him like he really did something that spectacular.
And he could write a book and be on the talk circuit about football.
Right.
And
you could set up your second career. And you can also let all the other gay folks out there, hey, I'm available.
That's right.
This will be very interesting to see how it all unfolds, won't it?
Now that guy was in the, you know, had a serious girlfriend of 6 years, and he hid it from her all that time? Obviously. Obviously. So if you could That's another show.
Well, you think they're going to have Richie Incognito come back after his suspension?
They might send him to some kind of counseling.
Or,
yeah, he might have
like
to go
they
to
did
some.
That guy that tied in on the Eagles.
Yeah. Now, you want to know something? There's a videotape of Richie Incognito. Now, this is a nuance here, of Richie Incognito going, acting crazy in a bar, and the way TMZ put it, that he's using the N-word. But I watched the tape, and the way Richie Incognito is using the N-word, he's using it, even though he's white, he's using it like somebody black from the street would be using it.
Well, Mr. Beasley, I really want to thank you for all that you contributed this evening, and you heard Mr. Talk ask me to close out the show.
Oh, the party's over.
No, I hate to do that, but I'm afraid I don't want to just let it get cut off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's going to get cut off.
About 3 minutes left. So let me just say thanks for everyone come in, and Mr. Beasley, if you want to just go ahead.
I
didn't want to just say anything.
I'm
just, and, you know.
I'm just glad we got everybody thinking about this, so if it comes out when he's gay, they're going to say Beasley told us.
That's right. But I tell you, Mr. Beasley, it was hilarious when I was listening to you with your, you know, your description of what you thought was going on. And when you said it was the Benghazi of the NFL, I was rolling on the floor.
Well, good. I'm glad it got some entertainment. It was coming to me. I felt like I was inspired because it was like coming to me. I had the feeling. It felt like it was coming to me and the lights were going off all at the same time.
Yes.
He gave me the stage to do it. That's why I do this.
Well, you do it well, and I want to say good night to everyone. We just have a couple
good
more
night.
Minutes. Like I said, I don't know when we're going to get shut off since Mr. Talk has been having such difficulties, technical difficulties tonight.
It's too bad it messed up, but we'll just have to catch you on the next show.
That's right. I look forward to it tomorrow at 3 p.m., and help me out, Mr. Beasley, with the Central Time, if you know it. Did we just get cut off, or are you there? I think that was it. I think that's a wrap. If anybody can hear me, thanks again. Can you hear me? I can't hear anything. I hear nothing, so I guess I got cut off.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together.